This week, NASA engineers have been celebrating the first successful space shuttle mission since the Columbia disaster. But they've also been scrambling to figure out why insulating foam keeps falling off the shuttle's fuel tank during launch, endangering the spacecraft. Today, the space agency said that so far, it's found no easy answers to the problem, which has to be solved before the shuttle flies again. That means a scheduled September launch will likely face delays. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
When the space shuttle takes off, it looks like a white airplane perched on top of a big orange bullet. The bullet is a metal fuel tank. Its orange color comes from a 1-inch thick layer of insulating foam, nearly 5,000 pounds of it. When the space shuttle Discovery took off a few weeks ago, about a pound of that foam went flying from 5 different spots on the tank. That wasn't supposed to happen. After foam debris hit Columbia and punched a hole in its heat shield, NASA spent millions of dollars to solve the problem. Almost immediately after this latest launch, NASA threw together several teams to figure out why the foam is still falling off. NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier is leading the investigation. At a press briefing today, he said engineers have looked into dozens of potential causes.
We didn't find any immediate easy fixes here. There's still a chance we may get an easy fix in the next week or so, but it's a fairly low probability. At this point, I think we're going to have to make some modifications to the tank.
That means the shuttle Atlantis probably won't be ready for a planned launch in September, but it may not be delayed for too long. Gerstenmaier said the tank may need just relatively small fixes, like changing the way workers apply the foam in tricky areas. NASA did a lot of that after the Columbia disaster, and Gerstenmaier said it really made a huge difference.
I was surprised that how well the tank actually performed. When you look at the amount of foam on the tank and you look at the performance overall, the tank really did a pretty phenomenal job.
Gerstenmaier points out that the most worrisome chunk, a piece about 3 feet long, came off an area of the tank that was left unchanged after Columbia. He believes it won't be too difficult to re-engineer this section and get the shuttle back on the launch pad.
I don't see a major rework. It's essentially the subtle small details that we can correct.
Other experts say it's important to understand that those corrections probably won't keep every bit of foam glued to the tank. Douglas Osheroff is a physicist at Stanford University who served on the Columbia Accident Investigation Board.
It is extremely difficult to guarantee anything about the foam. It's very complicated material, and the launch environment is enormously hostile as far as the foam is concerned.
The key is keeping foam debris as small as popcorn, so it won't cause a problem. That's a tough task. Osheroff points out that the foam is under enormous stress from wind and changing temperatures during takeoff.
And all you want is one place where that stuff has minimal strength, and then, boop, that's where it's going to fall off.
There are technologies that could reinforce the foam. One idea is to add small amounts of fibers made of carbon, glass, or a Kevlar-like material. But moving to a new technology would take time, and the shuttle is supposed to be retired in just 5 years. The investigation into the foam loss will continue for a few more weeks, but the early results suggest that NASA is leaning towards making small changes to two tanks that are already foamed up and waiting at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Nell Boyce, NPR News.